A few weeks ago, I took a Saturday morning stroll through the Overland Park Farmers Market with my wife, Katie, and her mother, Janie, and producer, Beth Lipoff. From tomatoes to pecans and milk to honey, we got a sampling of the sights, sounds, and tastes that were on display. Let's take a listen.
I'm Michelle Sullivan. We're from Sullivan's Greenhouse in Cleveland, Missouri.
And you're selling what here today?
Herbs, flowers, and vegetables.
Why are you here at this farmer's market?
Probably because it's the biggest farmer's market, and I think that the people here are more concerned about getting organic plants rather than farmer's market somewhere else.
How old are you?
I am 18.
So you've sort of grown up here at this farmer's market.
Yeah. I've come here since I was a little girl with my parents.
And do you have memories of being a little girl bouncing around this market?
I remember people saying, can I give you my money? yeah.
How did you get this gathering of plants?
We put them together the day before. So we put them together yesterday. We water them on the carts, and then we put them in the truck, and then we just bring them here in the morning. Yeah. It takes us about 4 hours to get all of these plants together, and then we just water them and then go to sleep and come here the next morning. It does get a little bit hard, but it is really fun, and especially since I've grown up here, I feel kind of connected to this place, so it is really fun for me, definitely.
What time did you get up this morning to be here?
I got up at 4.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I'm Barbara Chateau.
What time did you get up to get here this morning?
Oh, 3 o'clock this
morning. 3 o'clock
in
the morning?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No, and then I had to get dressed, of course, and then get the truck and get down here and whatever.
Yeah.
So we were here about 5:30 this morning.
How much milk will you sell on a Saturday morning here in Overland Park?
Oh, gosh. We really sell out of our milk, mostly the chocolate milk we sell out of. I can't give you a ballpark figure. I
mean, you can't bring enough chocolate milk to sell here?
Right. So we had to bring extra chocolate milk today.
You could be in downtown Kansas City at that farmer's market. Why are you here?
Actually, the consumers, they're all about local. They're all about the local neighbor. And
here
it's just
at
the Overland Park City Market, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Jackie.
Why are you here today?
Because I love it.
Do you?
And it's a great day, and I love the product that they sell here. It's all, you know, a lot of it is fresh, and there's always somebody new to discover. So
it's kind of like a ritual of spring that we're all out here this morning, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What have you bought so far this morning?
Well, we just got here.
Oh, you just got
here. But I know already that I need to buy some cheese. Right there.
Right over there.
We're waiting in line to get the lettuce over here. That's a must. And that's really part of the reason why we came. I love his lettuce.
That lettuce is beautiful. That is green. It is lush. And it's just wonderful to look at, isn't it?
Very good. The people that you see here are the people that want to buy that kind of stuff. They're willing to pay maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you're really supporting the local growers. And that's that's partially why I'm here, too.
What's your name?
Leland Prothy. I'm 80 years old.
You don't look 80, Leland.
No. Well, thank you. I enjoy the hard work. In fact, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have the hard work.
Tell us about what you're selling here.
Selling pecans and black walnuts. I raise the pecans, mainly. And I've got 2,200 pecan trees.
Wow.
Grafted to big pecans.
And where are you located?
Payola, Kansas.
Payola, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
Now, harvesting all these nuts, how do you do all that?
That's a lot of work, too, but I've got a shaker and a harvester. The harvester picks them up like they pick up golf balls on a driving range.
Now, a minute ago, you said there's a shaker. What's a shaker?
On the back of a tractor, hooked to the power takeoff. You open it up and clamps it on the tree, and it'll shake a 4-foot tree on down to a small tree. You start the power takeoff, and there's weights. One goes one direction, one goes the other inside the machine, and it just shakes a tree like an earthquake.
And drops the...
Drops the nut straight down. They've got to be frozen.
Sure.
Because they're fresh like they come off the tree.
Right.
And when you go to Sam's Club or something, they've been treated. They've been heated, and they're dark, and they don't taste good anymore. But these are fresh, so I have to freeze them to keep them fresh.
Tell me your name.
Matt Trammell.
How did you get interested in mushrooms?
Well, we went to vacation last spring. We came back, and by our washer, there was a leak. And underneath the leak, there were mushrooms growing out in our apartment. So I looked up what the heck it was and saw that you can grow about 40 pounds in a little pop-up greenhouse a week. And I was like, well, why can't I do that? So I did.
Can we taste one of your mushrooms?
Sure. Mm-hmm. The one you really want to taste, there's two flecks of the pink oysters right there. Right. They have a shrimp flavor to them.
These are the shrimp-flavored
right.
oysters? Yeah, oyster mushrooms.
Right.
Wow.
It's good.
It does taste like shrimp.
It's called chromatin.
Really?
It's what makes the shrimp pink and gives you the protein. So that's what...
Wow.
That's crazy. I have never had a mushroom that tasted like a shrimp.
Well, the Overland Park Farmers Market, located at 7950 Marty Street, is currently open Saturdays from 6:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.